Curry was an ancient settlement, the name being derived from either the Celtic curra, meaning hollow or glen, or the Roman word curia, for meeting place. The village was the centre of a large parish, mainly farmland, ranging from the crest of the Pentlands in the south to the Gogher Burn in the north. The earliest evidence of a settlement here was a bronze-aged razor from 1800 BC found at Kinleith Mill, and stone kists or caskets from about 500 BC were unearthed at Duncan's Belt and Blink Bonny nearby. On the southern bank, over the river, stands Curry Kirk, a place of worship for over 1,000 years, under the Diocese of Lindisfarne. The first church was dedicated to St Kentigern in 1296 and was an important centre for the Archdean of Lothian as a headquarters in Kildeleith, as Curry was known at that time. St Kentigern is also known as St Mungo and is Glasgow's patron saint. And just downstream of here, towards the riverside of the walkway, can be found St Mungo's Well, a natural spring surrounded by a recently renovated stone wall feature. The present church was built in 1785 and stands between two of Curry's old schools, the one on the left, built in 1802, also serving as a schoolmaster's house. In front of the church is an interesting sundial, designed by one Robert Palmer, schoolmaster and famous curler, that's ice, not hair, and shows the time in various parts of the world. Here too is the recently restored Curry Brig, or bridge, said to be over 600 years old, a good competitor for the accolade of the oldest surviving construction on the river. As you continue downstream, you will see the small tributary of Poets Burn joining the river from the south. There is also a path here leading up to the Pentlands through the Sylvan Poets Glen. The name comes from a local man, James Thompson, who was a weaver poet living near the glen and a contemporary of Scotland's national bard Robert Burns. Further on still, you'll see the site of the old Kinleith Mill, once the largest mill on this section of the river, and the largest employer too, with 389 workers at its peak. Its demise was felt heavily in the local Curry community when it closed in 1966. A huge weir survives just upstream of here, and the first part of the former mill lade can be traced. Now look for the next audio point downstream near the bathroom warehouse at Juniper Green.